So before we sing together, we have a special presentation from West Sayville Christian School. Chris Million and Jill. Chris is a board member for the school, and Jill is the principal. And they're going to tell you a little bit about West Sayville Christian School.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Franco, correct? Thank you for allowing me to share with your congregation this morning about Christian education. My name is Jill Golden, and I am the principal at West Sayville Christian School. I began my calling to Christian education more than 27 years ago. I had spent a few years teaching in public education, but the Lord led me to serve him and his children as a teacher and eventually an administrator in Christian education. I also brought my own children into Christian education for most of their school years. It occurred to me that my kids were spending approximately 30 hours per week in school where no reference to the Bible or prayer was permitted. And the few hours on Sunday morning or during the week at church were offering them the only hours of true revelation. Shortly after I followed God's leading to teach in a Christian school, I enrolled my children as well. I bring this little stool with me wherever I go because the leader of the Christian school I first started teaching in years ago had this three-legged stool. And the illustration is that the foundation for our children is that the home, the school, and the church have equal influence in their lives and that there is no contradiction. So when that contradiction is eliminated, there's a firm foundation that our children see the same message coming through from school, home, and church. That really impressed me, and I was very moved to make sure that my kids had that structure in their lives as they were growing up. My vision for Christian education has always been the understanding that teaching with a biblical worldview is the true means to train up a child in the way he or she should go. Every student is made in the image of God and must be trained in both the natural and supernatural world in which we live. The world that God created and sovereignly maintains must be investigated by a student's natural exploration and also through supernatural revelation. It's just no contest. West Sayville Christian School is an interdenominational parent-governed school. West Sayville has the distinction of being the first Christian school on Long Island. Now in its 71st year, the school offers classes for kindergarten through eighth grade, taught by certified teachers who follow a traditional curriculum, but without Common Core mandates. Students in every grade, however, do take the Stanford Achievement Test every year. Our students are well prepared after graduation from eighth grade to go on successfully to a Christian or public high school. An educational year at West Sayville Christian School includes all required subjects and special subjects in music, art, physical education, computer, and library. Our seventh and eighth graders also study Spanish and health as required subjects. Our after-school sports include co-educational soccer, basketball, and softball for middle school students. We compete against similar-sized private schools, and that is based on the population of the school at the time, but that has always been our tradition. Every school day begins with the pledge, not only to the American flag, but also to the Christian flag and to the Bible. Classes begin with prayer, and every day includes Bible study and a time for devotions. Wednesday mornings are chapel days, and our students' pastors are regularly invited to share a message from the Word of God during chapel. All the teachers are born-again Christians with a heart to model a Christ-like lifestyle for their students. Most importantly, our desire as a school is to teach and lead our students to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I'll turn it over to one of our board members, Chris.
Good morning, everyone. I'm used to seeing some of you on the softball field. Usually we're in the L column and you get the win. But it's
Amen.
So I've known many of you for many years, and also I'm from First Baptist Patchogue, so the marriage of Church of the Nazarene and First Baptist, I'm coming here as an ambassador. even though we all lost out on that deal since everyone's gone. I would say I'm a parent first and then a board member. A little history, I grew up in East Patchogue. I attended the South Country School District. My mom was a teacher there for years. My sister is a teacher there currently, a health teacher. And I look back at it, in fact, last night we just had a auction for the West Sable Christian School. It was a late night, but a lot of fun. And I was at a table with many other people who went to Bellport with me. And we got talking about what makes the difference, because I look back at my high school years especially, and I think, well, I turned out okay. Things went all right. I went to a public school, and I had all the same teachers as everyone else, and I had the privilege of going on to like the Word of Life Bible Institute and studying there. And we were talking about what makes a difference between the different types of education. And, you know, is it homeschooling? Is it private or Christian education? Is it public education? And what's the right way to go? And biblically speaking, really, homeschooling is the model that God laid out for us. We're supposed to teach our children as they wake and as we eat and as we work. That's how we're supposed to train our children, but it's kind of tough to do that, especially in Long Island. And so for me then, okay, well, I can't do that. I could up and move and leave my family. We could all move somewhere, and then we might be able to handle that. But here in Long Island, we couldn't do that. So as our daughter was entering kindergarten, we said, okay, what's the next step for us? And that's when we started to look into Christian education. Last night, as we were all talking, the biggest thing that stood out to me was the fact that our teachers can pray with our students. And almost right there, that's enough for me. I see my daughter, Kylie. She's 6 years old. She's in kindergarten. And I see her flourishing. And not that she wouldn't in another educational institution. But I see that this is where God wants her. And this is where we feel that she needs to be. And so pretty much the number one thing that people come up with, well, okay, it's a private school ultimately. What's the cost? And there's a concern with that. And especially here on Long Island, my wife works part-time, I work full-time, but her being able to work part-time ultimately is paying for our daughter to go to school and eventually our other daughter as well. And so we would like to talk about that, not right now, after the service. We'd like to talk about your concerns and your interest. West Sable Christian School, a lot of people remember, it's a cute little school. It's I almost think of like Little House on the Prairie, yeah. A little bigger. Yeah. A little bigger, and we don't have to worry about the snowstorms and stuff so much, but it's a great environment. It's a safe environment on many levels, and so I'd encourage you, parents, grandparents, consider how you could get involved. It's something where we don't want just people to hear us now and read some of the literature that we'd be happy to pass out and stuff. We would encourage you to come to the school. This Thursday night, we're having an open house from 7 to 9 p.m., several of us will be there, and just come to school and check it out, see what it's like. Consider it. Maybe you know, there's just a little bit that's going, you know what, I think I should do that. Just come out, nothing to lose. Come check out, see what it's all about. And we're always looking for people to get involved in some capacity. So maybe you are someone who was a teacher for many years, and maybe you're in your retirement years, but you want to still help out or be involved. Please reach out to us. We could certainly use you, and we could get you plugged in. My mom was a health teacher and a phys ed teacher for many years. I think some of you may have had her. I had her in high school. That was kind of weird. Not for health. But for phys ed. But she's excited now. She's a snowbird. She and my dad are actually traveling up the next couple days, driving back to Long Island. And she's excited to get involved, to be able to serve in a capacity where she's going to be able to use the skills and the talents that God has given her to be able to give back a little bit. So we thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for letting us come here. We have a small table set up downstairs, so during the bagels and coffee time, please come and speak with us, and we'd like to get to know you. So thank you.
Thank you.